Good morning, and Happy New Year. As we transition from one year to the next, I'm reminded of the Buddhist teaching of Ichigo Ichie, which means every day is the first day and the last day of our life. Because when we understand the truth of impermanence, we live our life as if today is the first day of our life, and we live it as if it might possibly be our last. This is the teaching that can have a profound impact on how we live each moment of this unrepeatable life. Now, normally we go about our lives as if we will somehow live forever. Every day, we wake up, get ready, and go to work. We see the same people, do the same things, over and over and over again. Our life becomes routine, and we take everything in it for granted. We live as if we are running on autopilot, with little awareness of ourselves. Now imagine if we lived the teaching of Ichigo Ichie, and we didn't take a single moment for granted. We would wake up with a sense of gratitude and wonder for the possibilities of each new day, and live with a sense of excitement and vitality. In the same manner, we would also live as if today might be our last. If today was your last day on Earth, how would you savor and cherish each moment? How would you treat those you love? Would you live with a sense of urgency? The transition from one year to the next is a time of reflection on the year that was, and a time to imagine our life in the year to come. This annual event allows us to imagine that maybe we are on the threshold of something new and better, and some of what we imagine might come true, depending on what we do. So, how many of you made resolutions for the new year? And how are they coming? Do you think you will keep at it? Now, I read somewhere that only 8% of people who make resolutions are likely to succeed. Only 8%. Many resolutions are abandoned by the third week of January, and we're at that mark. A popular resolution is to exercise more. I have friends on Facebook who have been grumbling about how busy their gym is, but they know it will go back to normal next month. How many of us make resolutions or promises and we fail to fulfill them? Why do we set ourselves up for failure because we try to take on too much, too fast, by saving it up for only one time of the year? But what if we took a different approach for our desire for change? What if we lived the teaching of Ichigo Ichie? Would we really need the new year to change our lives and to live the way we truly want to? What's stopping us from doing it now? Let me share with you a poem from a blog post on the website onbeing.com. The poem is entitled "We Look with Uncertainty" by Anne Hillman. We look with uncertainty, beyond the old choices for clear-cut answers, to a softer, more permeable aliveness, which is every moment at the brink of death. For something new is being born in us, if we but let it. We stand at a new doorway, awaiting that which comes, daring to be human creatures, vulnerable to the beauty of existence, learning to love. The columnist, Parker Palmer, shares this poem and why he is passing on making New Year's resolutions this year. Instead, he says, he will carry into the new year a few of the wonderings, a few of the questions the poem evokes in him. He says this, How can I let go of my need for fixed answers in favor of aliveness? What is my next challenge in daring to be human? How can I open myself to the beauty of nature and of human nature? Who or what do I need to learn to love next, and next, and next? What is the new creation that wants to be born in and through me? He also says the following. We look with uncertainty to the year ahead. But if we wrap our lives around life-giving questions and live our way into their answers a bit more every day, the better world we want and need is more likely to come into being. I was struck by how profound these thoughts were coming from such a short poem, and I was amazed by how it gets to the heart of Ichigo Ichie, and how we already have the power within us to make the changes we need to live the way we truly want to. The Buddhist way of life is to live with excitement and joy as if today is the first day of one's life. And it is to live with profound appreciation and gratitude that today might possibly be the last day of our life. The Dharma is asking us to live as true and real human beings, to live up to our full potential, and to engage life both with energy and with effort. Each new day is an opportunity to live in awareness and to live with purpose and with meaning. This is the essence of Shin Buddhism that Shinran Shonen shared with us. To live life to the fullest without fear or regret, because we are embraced by the light of great wisdom and compassion each and every day. I came across a wonderful passage from Reverend Marvin Harada's book, Discovering Buddhism in Everyday Life. Now in this passage, he shares a lesson from his teacher, Reverend Yuke Ashikaga, who in turn learned it from his teacher, Rigen Yasuda. Now Yasuda-sensei once said, many people think that the Nembutsu, Namu Amida Butsu, means something like this, that you take a big load off your shoulders, like a big backpack, and you sit down and you let out a big sigh of relief. That's what people think Namu Amida Butsu means, that you feel relaxed and relieved, with a burden lifted from your shoulders. But I don't think that is what Namu Amida Butsu means. I think that Namu Amida Butsu means the opposite. That instead, you put a big load on your shoulders, a big responsibility or task, and now you have the power to stand up on your own 2 feet and move forward in life. That, to me, is what Namu Amida Butsu means. Reverend Harada goes on to say the following. If we find the teachings of Buddhism and Jodo Shinshu to be of value to us in our lives, if we find that the Nembutsu has illuminated our hearts and minds, then we must do what we can to allow it to be shared and carried on by others. That is the power to stand up and to move forward. It is a power that comes from beyond our own ego self. It is a power that makes the load on our shoulders lighter than what it really is. It is a power that not only allows us to stand up on our own 2 feet, but somehow it feels as if it is pushing us up from behind. I hope that you remember the Dharma is meant to be lived each and every day, that each of us has the strength and the ability to make our lives full and meaningful if we make the effort. As you practice the teaching of Ichigo Ichie this year, my hope is that you will live with wisdom, with peace, and with light throughout the year. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu.